Well, it is September the 16th, 2015, and I wanted to share a little bit of insight that I've had, and just recently, do what you want with it, share it or don't share it, or I just felt like I really felt called to this. We just recently had a, I mean, really recently, yesterday, discovered a little girl was murdered, and her dad was murdered in Alberta, and the responses to people, the little girl was 2 years old. It's heart-wrenching. It's shocking. When I heard the news last night, I have to admit that I was not expecting the outcome. I knew the father had already been murdered, but I was believing that the little girl would be found, and she wasn't. Her remains were found, and so then that whole process begins. And so I noticed, people's hearts break in these moments, which I think is a really, really good sign that we as a society are not as sick as we think we are. We do see certain things happening in our society, but the fact that we have these responses, it's meant by responsible, and we are able to respond, and we are able to respond appropriately. And this is a sorrowful, tragic, unbelievable in some ways event, and it happens all too often. But the fact that we as a society don't think it's normal, I think that's a good news. There is good news in this. And the other part of it that I want to, part of the reason I'm doing this video is because this came to me really, really clearly. I've had this insight previously, and I didn't share it. But this time I feel like I really want to, before we get this snowball rolling that happens so often when something really tragic and horrific happens like this. And that is this immediate sometimes want to attack the person. They've arrested a person, so they become turned into a monster, like, because we think, what kind of human being could do that? And then you start to see people, especially on social media, share all the ways that they have imagined, fantasized about what they would do to someone that did that. And sometimes they go into a lot of detail. And my message here is not that they're wrong, not that there's anything, that that's a bad reaction or anything like that, but to be aware, pay attention to our own thoughts. Like, what's our automatic response to this kind of thing? Is it to because it's indicative of the human condition. This person isn't a monster. Something happened, I don't even know the details, and it doesn't matter right now for the purpose of this, because we've seen it happen over and over again in different situations with different families, children, people that have become victimized by someone. And then we have this retaliation mentality of what this person, how can we get revenge on them? Because after all, they didn't just hurt the victim, they hurt us, because we're all one and we feel it. It's like, you disturbed my life. And that's true. I mean, last night I was somewhat paralyzed initially. I was in shock, even though I've experienced death in many ways, and many of you know that. That's not the point. The point is, this is a 2-year-old child was, her life was cut short by someone else. I had easier time understanding an accident, sickness, illness, a problem with the birthing process, things that happen kind of somewhat naturally. It feels wrong still to lose a child, but at the same time, it's sort of a natural thing. When it happens at the hand of someone else, we tend to think that, that's not natural. That we're not meant. The one thing we generally kind of commonly believe is the idea that we're not supposed to take someone else's life. And although there's plenty of evidence that we can justify it in certain ways. Now, this is where I'm coming to, is this justification for death or killing or torture or doing something is when we go into our fantasy about how we would like to punish that person in retaliation. That's the quality or the behavior that I'm just inviting you to look at, that because we say that person was a monster. Now, they've already shown us what they're capable of. But in our fantasy of what we'd like to see done to them, we'd like to witness it, we'd like to be there, we'd like to do it, we'd like to be the one. What does that say about us? If we have that, truly that capacity, he showed us what he's capable of. But are we really capable of those things? And why do we entertain those kinds of thoughts? I think that's very revealing, is that we really do know that we all have the capacity. He showed us what he's capable of. We all could do certain things. It's choice. It's choice. We choose not to do it, but to fuel the fire as if our fantasy of this, you know, retaliation would somehow be justified is part of the problem, is that we think that there is a justification for doing things like that. This person in his mind may have thought that his choices were justifiable at the time, you know, either in madness or under the influence of something, or just, you know, in anger. Who knows? I don't know, and I'm not a psychologist, so I'm not trying to analyze him. I'm simply saying this is kind of revealing that we immediately villainize, turn this person into a monster. Anyone who could do something like that is a terrible, terrible monster. And then look at the feelings that it comes up and the way that we would like to make this person pay for disrupting our lives, for hurting a child, for you know, doing something against society. What's going on there? And some people will try to justify that. Well, I, because if I do that to him, I mean, that's, there is a justification because he did that. Well, I'm just asking you, I'm not saying it, it's right or it's wrong. I'm saying, if the cycle's going to stop, who's it going to stop with? I offer compassion to everyone who's hurting and everyone who's been a victim and everyone who has victimized someone else, because it clearly we don't have the tools to communicate with each other in non-violent ways. We don't have the communication skills to get our needs met. We somehow miss that lesson. We've cut ourselves off from the greater wisdom that is available to us all. And I just think a lot of this stuff comes from fear. Fear leads to hate, greed, all of those things. It's happening on these, in these microcosms and macrocosms. It's happening in every one of our lives. This is an invitation to explore. You know, how do I want to be responsible? How do I want to respond to life? Do I want to perpetuate more of the same, or can I raise the bar a little bit? Can I look at this in a different way? And you know, everyone's going to have to do this for themselves, obviously, because it's going to go into the hands of our justice system, and I know, like, a lot of people come up with ideas that, well, if we had, you know, a stronger justice system. People that do things like this are not deterred by any kind of what's going to happen in the future, because in the moment they do what they do. I mean, we already have laws against this. More laws don't make guarantee our security. I mean, this is something I feel like it's time we kind of got the grip on that. This is more laws, more cages to lock ourselves in, is a false sense of security. And we're meant to be free human beings, moving and interacting with our world, but we need better skills to do it. So that's my insight into that, and I hope it's helped somebody. I don't know why I was called to do it, but I felt like I needed to share that today. So thank you so much. And if you want to look at, you know, my website, www.lgrcc.com, there's lots of information there on different aspects of life, of what's going on in the world. It's a positive talk about different things, that insights and wisdom, and all kinds of social media links as well. So thanks so much, and until next time, take care.